Today on 4CA. John McKenzie. 1-300-872-911.
Oh, gee, this is interesting. Once again, it's this crime wave and what we can do to protect ourselves. And this has just been put in front of me. It's under the heading meeting. It says here, a meeting of citizens concerned about increased theft and vandalism in Mareeba will be held at the QCWA Hall, Wilkes Street, this coming Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning. Everyone, welcome. And so, but coincidentally, I just looked at my screen and it says here, Ken Harley's on the line up at Mareeba. Hopefully you have some details on this particular matter. Ken, good morning.
G'day, John.
This is the people of Mareeba saying, we've had a gutful of this, let's get together and fight it, I'm presuming. Do you know about this meeting?
Yeah, been able to find out a bit about it and been able to start to help them with a bit of advertising, John. John, this is even worse than that. This is the ladies of the CWA in Mareeba calling this. In absolute desperation of what's happening, particularly around, and the trigger for this has been the continual assaults and the siege that's gone on with the pensioners' units at Mareeba. It is disgusting. A car was stolen from one of those pensioners. It lays in a paddock. If you come into Mareeba and you're driving past Coles, you look to your left and you'll see this car, I guess it's still there, laying over there in that paddock, stolen from the pensioners' units. And then it was tried to drive through a railway embankment drain thing and they never got it through. So that's where it's left and it's gradually been trashed night after night after night. And I've got a message now from someone who knows that pensioner. They're in hospital. They have been in hospital since that last time I spoke to you about rocks, windows getting smashed and things. That's the time when it was stolen. And it sits there and I know Michael Musumeci photographed it for me yesterday and it's now beyond it. That car's gone. And I suppose it's like most people at the moment in our country, you can't afford insurance. I'm just guessing on that one. But I'm pretty fair bet that's the situation. And this poor bugger's lost their car. This forces, just think about this, John.
Yeah.
There's lots of able-bodied organisations and lots of organisations we pay a lot of money for to look after us in this crime situation.
Yeah.
And yet here's the ladies, the senior ladies of the CWA stepping up and being accounted. And it just shows you just how serious it is, how serious it is. So they've called a meeting for 10 a.m. on Friday. A lot of people are sort of a bit uppity that, you know, they can't get there. Why are they calling on a work day? But we've got to remember, these are aged people that are calling this meeting. And so Friday at 10 a.m. suits them for people in the community to come along and listen to them and hear the stories of how these people feel and allow other people in the community to talk to the old people and work it all out and try and settle down a little bit and at least be heard. But when it comes to the senior citizens of our community to try and organise this thing, you've got to look around at all these other organisations that have paid an enormous amount of money and think, well, that's not working, and now here we have the aged people doing it. And take my hat off to them. They would be doing it fearing that they're fanning the flames of the attacks that are going on with them. And so they'd be sort of treading a bit of a tightrope there as well. But that's how desperate the place at Mareeba has become, mate. And like here in my hometown of Caranda, much the same thing with old people. And I know particularly some people, I go there often to the pensioners' units up the end of Anderson Street there, up on the Peace Street roundabout. And I hear and see the same things there. But anyhow, in Mareeba, the aged people are trying to have a go and we should be supporting them as much as we can.
Now, Ken, I've just been talking about this. It's the feature story in the Cairns Post today under the heading Calls for Far North Queensland Minister. What is happening so often is people say, how is it that we are getting so badly trashed, particularly with crime, And we can't seemingly get action. If it was in another part, more southern part of the state, you would expect action to be forthcoming. But nothing seems to happen up here. So Jacinta Rodan of Advance Cairns has come out and said they'd like to see consideration given to a new portfolio for a Minister for Northern Queensland. We would have a dedicated voice on the floor of Parliament saying, look what's happening up there. Let's get this fixed. Let's, as a state government, turn our gaze northwards and sort these matters out.
Well, I think you're very right there, John. You're very correct there. If we look back a bit with the crime emergency, in Townsville and Cairns, we were getting murdered. I'm sorry, we were getting flogged.
Yes.
We were getting murdered too.
Yes.
And it wasn't happening so much in southeast Queensland, so it didn't become the news of the day, if you remember back a couple of years ago. Yes. You know, and then we all said to ourselves up here, wait till it hits Brisbane. Wait till it hits down there and really starts to thump. Then we'll see something. And that's what history showed. It wasn't until it flared in Brisbane and the southeast corner that things started to happen and it started to get mentioned in Parliament, even though, you know, Palaszczuk would never say crime, wouldn't even say it the other night on election night. But you know, it was hitting home, and now it's hit home big time down there. So, yes, on roads, on us trying to work, you know, the people I work with and our efforts in trying to get a new road over the mountain, you couldn't get a hearing, but now you sort of can. But we need someone here in North Queensland. Now, if I remember correctly, and I stand corrected, I think when David Kempton was in government, wasn't he a special envoy or something like that for North Queensland? Does that ring a bell with you,
John?
No,
it doesn't. It doesn't, but that doesn't mean it wasn't the case.
Yeah, but we've also got Senator Susan McDonald. When the LNP was in government in Canberra, she was the Senator Envoy or some words like that for North Queensland, and she still does that. I mean, she's all over the place.
So there is a precedent. So,
There's a precedent, all right. But I'm sure David Kempton had something. And if you look around, and I've thought about a fair bit, I know David very well. I know a lot of the other candidates very well. I don't mean any disrespect to the other elected members, but he would be the man. He would be the person, if you look at the people that are going to represent us this time around. He's the bloke that's got the experience, got the knowledge. And he's the fella who would be a prime person to look after us. Because, he's the only one that will.
This is interesting you should say that. And he's highly qualified. He's a lawyer. By the way, he's in the air, sadly, for another 55 minutes. Otherwise, I'd get straight through to him. I've been in touch with him this morning already. This is a really good point.
Yeah, but I tell you what, I feel sorry for him because I know how serious he is. I know how conscientious he is and the task in front of David, just any seat to cook. Yeah. But I do think that he will carry our region. And, even if we had, John, if we can't get a special minister, if we had someone who specialises in our region and calls the other MPs together, you know, every 2 months or something and write, here are the serious issues, what are we doing? Even if it was that way, but a minister that was dedicated to us, that would be really something. Oh, and that would give us a chance. We'd get heard a lot more. It's going to be, John, no matter what, that minister can't be a lone voice in the wilderness. We all still got to back that person. You know, we've got to keep the Dave Raymonds and all those other people in this world that are active and knowledgeable. We've got to keep their energy harnessed to back a person that was to do something like that.
Let me just give you an idea of the opportunists that are out there now. They're just masquerading as local citizens. And when you pull up to open the gate of your home and you leave the car running, do you know what they're doing now? They take the opportunity of jumping in, driving the car off while you're opening the gate. Lady loading her things into the car the other day. Same thing. Some crook just jumped into the car and drove off. This is happening all the time. Our stolen cars this year have just got up to 671 for the year so far in Cairns. That's 671 cases of just frustration, anger, suffering. It goes on. And that's already 118 more stolen this year than last year. It's getting immeasurably worse.
And John, another angle on this, and it's real, it's very real, is the mental health issue. Behind every one of these break-ins, behind every one of these stolen cars, is a bloody drama and a tragedy, either for a business person or for a family. You know, the lady in Mareeba who burst into tears at a public meeting over there in front of that, what was her name, Cynthia Louie, burst into tears in a public gathering and said, "What do I tell my children?" She said her children can't even come home and sleep in their own home anymore. What about the mental health load that is coming with this that no one is measuring or thinking about it? That lady in Edmonton last week drove in, pressed a button, up came the roller door, drove the car into the garage thinking all was secure, and the mongrels came through and turfed her and what have you. I just can't remember the whole details. Yes. What about the mental issues, the mental health of those old people, and particularly that old fellow that I ran into in the hospital in Mareeba, who'd been broken into and had his car stolen several times? And he was very sick. And as he walked out, as he shuffled out, a senior citizen who'd done a lot for our country and all the rest of it, he shuffled out. And I said to the nurse, "He's really sick." She said, "It's the break and enders and everything. He can't sleep. He can't eat. Yeah. He can't relax. He can't go out in his car. He's frightened."
Yeah.
What about the mental health load we're putting on ourselves? Anyhow, mate, I better stop.
We need a big voice. We need a powerful voice in Brisbane. That is something I think. I congratulate Advance Cairns for putting this up. We'll continue this discussion and see if we can get some action on it. We need a much stronger presence on the floor of Parliament representing all of us in North Queensland, and we'll
this should be an issue where, regardless of political boundaries, Michael Healy and everyone should be on the same bandwagon.
Yeah, very good point.
They all should go.
Very good point.
You know, regardless of your political differences, federal and state, you know, even the feds should get involved in this issue.
Yeah.
Anyway, mate, I better leave.
Well said. Good on you, Ken. You're always welcome. That's Ken Harley.